science of working out.
Have you ever compared yourself to a bodybuilder and wondered how the heck did they do that? They have huge muscles, but how exactly do they grow? Well, for muscles to grow, you have to apply a load of stress heavier than what your body is used to, like lifting progressively heavier weights. The tension in your muscles created by this technique changes the muscle chemistry, allowing for growth. Feeling sore after a workout is a solid way to know that you've done some damage in a good way. After a good workout, your body starts to repair the damaged muscles by fusing muscle fibers together to form new muscle protein strands. That's a lot of muscle talk. But they increase in thickness and amount, therefore creating growth. Now what about fat? What happens to fat when you lose it? Would you believe me if I told you that you breathe it out? Sounds crazy, right? But it's true. When you metabolize fat, you are left with carbon dioxide, water, and energy.
Which of these statements is true?